proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mombar Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. ECZ launches the early warning system. Mining expert describes government's announcement of not helping illegal miners as inhumane. In foreign news, US and Iran launch new strikes as Kuwait sees airport hit by Iranian drones. And in sports, Haiti celebrates as Wodenski receives visa to join the World Cup campaign. And now the news in detail. The Minerals Regulation Commission, MRC, has constituted the licensing committee aimed at enhancing transparency, efficiency and accountability in the administration of mining and non-mining rights in the country. According to a statement issued by MRC Board Chairperson Matongo Matamwandi, the formation of the committee follows the induction of the MRC Board of Commissioners and marks a significant step towards strengthening regulation and oversight in the mining sector. Mr. Matamwandi says the committee has been established under the Minerals Regulation Commission Act No. 14 of 2024 and will support the Commission in ensuring transparent, efficient and accountable management of the country's mineral resources. He explains that the licensing committee will play a central role in the evaluation and administration of applications for mining and non-mining rights while also promoting fairness, consistency and adherence to the law in the regulation of mining activities across the country. Mr. Matamwandi further says the committee will review and evaluate applications, monitor compliance by rights holders, as well as recommend the suspension or cancellation of rights where legal or regulatory breaches occur, adding that the committee comprises representatives from government institutions, industry and community stakeholders. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has launched the early warning system aimed at reducing electoral conflicts and disputes ahead of the 2026 general elections. The Commission says the system, described as the first of its kind in the country, is expected to help shift the country from reactive dispute management to proactive conflict prevention. Speaking during the launch in Lusaka today, ECZ Chairperson Mangala Zalumas says the EWS will help identify potential threats such as the hate speech, violence and other incidents by collecting and analyzing citizens' perceptions of electoral risks. Ms. Salima says the system is anchored on four key pillars, among them ensuring that all stakeholders strictly adhere to the electoral code of conduct, which every aspiring candidate signs and subscribes to during the nomination process.
We are tasked not only with resolving disputes after they happen, but with preventing them entirely through peace initiatives and proactive strategies. It is undeniable that our past elections have suffered from incidents of conflict and disputes. To change this narrative, the Commission has approved and resolved to deploy an innovative conflict management early warning system. The system relies on four pillar responsibilities: preventing electoral conflicts before they escalate. Thirdly, managing ongoing disputes professionally. And last, resolving arisen disputes expeditiously and amicably.
A mining specialist has described government's announcement that it will no longer use government resources to rescue trapped illegal miners as lacking empathy and humanity, saying many of those involved are simply trying to earn a living. Edward Semukwanda says illegal mining is not only a Zambian challenge, but a global one and therefore requires a more humane and strategic approach rather than making such pronouncements. In an exclusive interview with One Love Ready News, Mr. Semukwanda argues that the situation should instead be addressed through intensified public sensitization on the dangers of illegal mining so that those involved fully understand the risks they are taking. Mr. Simukonda, who is also Dalit Mining Limited CEO, has further called for the licensing of small scale and former miners, saying this will help bring them into the formal system and promote safer mining practices.
I think the statement made by the permanent secretary was rather harsh, and I think it was not the right way of doing things. We're supposed to be running the country as people with hearts, and I think you understand what I mean, because if we are going to be having people getting trapped underground, we do not help them to come out, I think we'll be looked at as heartless people. I mean, if you look around the world, I've traveled to South Africa, I've been to East Africa, North Africa, and I've seen, you know, governments helping out in such situations. So, you know, people don't go underground because they like it, because they're trying to make a living. And I think if government is not going to be helping out, I don't think it's the best way to go. I think the best thing is for government to start sensitizing people and telling them the dangers of going underground, and to be cautious of what they're doing. Better still, to get licensed.
Political analyst and government expert has warned that the continued withdrawal of independent and opposition aspiring candidates from the parliamentary race could undermine democratic representation, potentially resulting in a one-sided parliament. In an interview with One Love Radio News, governance analyst Wesley Miranda says there is a risk that most seats in parliament could end up being occupied by candidates from one political party, particularly the ruling party, a situation he says could resemble a one-party state. Mr. Miranda further argues that such dominance could negatively affect the legislative process, as a parliament that is largely made up of ruling party members may find it easier to push through bills and influence constitutional provisions without sufficient analysts. However, he notes that this outcome is not automatic, saying the political competition is still underway and anything can change before elections are concluded.
Democratic representation actually may be compromised, may not be equal, in the sense that it will be a one-sided kind of representation. Then the running of parliament actually will be seen like, you know, a biased one. Why? Because we'll have one group of members of parliament coming from one side going to dominate, you know, the whole business of the house. And that is not safe, because at the end of the day, that is what qualifies into one-party system. Why do I say so? Because if we can have more members of parliament in the ruling party, for example, we are not taking it automatically that UPND is the one going to win the election, because the competition is still on. And actually, the game is a 90-minute one.
A citizen has challenged aspiring presidential candidates to use their resources to empower youths and the nation. Mr. Mopasha has bemoaned alleged selfishness from political leaders who he says vie for political office out of their selfish ambition. He has stated that money for the Constituency Development Fund was available, but most constituencies are still underdeveloped in his area.
You know, I have a challenge for the politicians, especially the presidential candidates. You know, going to the next election, you know, to take about that, I want them to do something like this. The MPI champion nomination, this is a happening thousand. Rather than being so selfish to say, okay, I get a prepare for nothing, because you know, you have a lot of connection in Gawaka, take a quarter for an MPI, but let's use that money to empower the youth in Maten provinces. Mm-hmm. 10,000 is not little money back on Duani. You say, I don't get to Wapula, Kunoku in a Kunoso, who identify a youth group. Mamanaka will identify a youth group. Who give them a 10,000? They can start farming, they can start with cabbage, they can start with what? Mm-hmm. At least that improves their lives than somebody just being so selfish. Who has in the 100 pin, who has in the 100 pin, who has in the 100 pin, because here where we have a Kunduani, people, they haven't started grading Amaron. But the money is there. Why? Because they are able to take more people so that they make more money.
Meanwhile, another citizen, Mr. Bernard Mwamba, has challenged aspiring candidates to give their hearts to serving the people and not the parties they are representing. Mr. Mwamba has